Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Suzette Youngenberg, who participated in the Kansas Farm Bureau Communications, Media, and Spokesperson Training out in Hays.
My name is Suzette Youngenberg, and I got involved with the training through Farm Bureau through a monthly newsletter, and this was one of the classes. But, So once I did that, we had an application process, and out of that, I was one of them selected to do this for the 2025-26 year.
There were many topics that were covered during the training.
The topics were to develop our skills to enhance or comfort and effectiveness of engaging with diverse audiences. So we not only, sometimes we just won't be talking to farmers. We might be talking to people in cities or in the government, and the importance of the interacting with our audience and tailoring that message to those audience. So word choices and stuff is another one, and another key focus was on managing unexpected and challenging questions, and techniques were also shared on staying composed and providing thoughtful and responses while maintaining the integrity of your message.
During the training, they focused more on the social media aspect.
With the media, it went with more of the social media because it's getting to be a very big platform to get your message across to others, especially on topics that really matter to rural America, to get to using it better as a tool to let the rest of the country understand where us as rural farmers and ranchers are coming from and why we think the way we do.
Suzette feels better using social media now.
Well, some of the skills that I walked away with was to be able to better present my story and better to be able to advocate for that in a way that would relate to other people, but also definitely the social media technology skills, definitely lacking in that area. So I feel more comfortable using the social media.
She thinks social media is important because you can advocate for yourself.
The most important part of that is that we can use it as a platform to be able to better advocate for ourselves, whether it be mental health issues, farming related issues like MAHA, rural areas, or even retaining our youth within the areas that they would want to stay in the area instead of leave to a bigger city.
Suzette also thinks that this is a good way to improve communications in the ag community.
Being able to be more of a spokesperson on ag related issues, like I had stated before, because it is better to make our community better and to actually get our stories out there that maybe others are struggling with and they can relate to, that saying, hey, we're not alone in our struggles out here. We're just one part of a piece of a puzzle to gaining more understanding and being united as a farming and ranching community.
Using social media brought Suzette out of her comfort zone.
One of the biggest things is to organize my thoughts more clearly and being able to share them better and not have that fear of not being able to, I can talk to my peers, but to do something like this brought me out of my comfort zone, knowing that I can do this.
I would like to thank Suzette Youngenberg for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.